Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hoff, before you get to the Mets lineup, I have to take issue with something that I saw you tweet last night. And also, I'm going to take issue with my buddy JJ over at SNY. The idea, well, let me take you behind the scenes for a second. So I was doing Sports Night last night from home after the Met game. And the producers texted me like, all right, well, here's a couple of topics we want to talk about. What's on your mind? I'm like, well, we got to discuss Peterson, Tong. I don't trust him tomorrow. Like, I'm telling him everything. And he's like, what about Soto? I'm like, what about Soto? And we talk, like, to me, he's not the story of the game. He hit his, okay, yeah, his 41st home run. That's great. He just missed a game-tying home run foul. Great. Okay, he made the last out. He hit a bullet back to the belly. Like, what do you want me to do? Get on Soto? And then, so he's like, all right, we don't have to talk about Soto. And then I'm watching the segment after I go, and JJ goes on for a minute and a half ripping Juan Soto for not being clutch all year. And I see Hoff's tweet saying basically the same thing, questioning Soto. Not good enough. Dude, I mean, what are you kidding me? How are you?
I hate you.
How are you getting on Soto?
No, I hate you. I hate people that can't understand sarcasm. Did you read the tweet?
Did you read the tweet?
Oh, what? Oh, Soto, you couldn't put the ball through the pitcher? I mean, come on.
He hit the ball 1,000 miles per hour.
It was bad. But again, like, the situation was bad.
I got you. My bad. I didn't realize it was. Dude, sarcasm sometimes is hard to.
And listen, I don't reply to anybody on social media because I don't look at that stuff.
Right.
I did see some people that were very negative, like, you're an idiot sandwich for saying something so dumb like that. The point is, I don't care what anybody has to say. If it's sarcasm, I want to put it out there, and I'm not going to reply to be like, guys, just get the joke.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get it. And in part because, like, I was perplexed that the producers would ask me that question. I was like, who's thinking that?
He missed a home run
He's got 99 ribs. He's like, he's having a historic season by any standard. You could argue he's the MVP. Unfortunately, the Mets didn't do that part as a team. So you can't say he's the most valuable player because without him, they went to the playoffs last year and got to the NLCS. With him, they might not even make the playoffs. So hard to justify him being the MVP, but his numbers say that he's an MVP. I mean, look at the freaking numbers.
Okay, well, let's do me a favor. What did JJ say? Let's get on him.
So he was basically saying that he's waiting for, while acknowledging Soto's greatness, saying that waiting for that moment, when is that big moment going to come? Dude, look at his numbers in September. Like, we're beyond the Soto clutch thing and the Soto. He's driven in plenty of runs. He's had some big hits and big moments. All right, the biggest of moments, he came within 6 inches of having a game-tying home run last
night. I think it was less than that.
Against one of the best closers in the game. He's also in those big spots facing the best that the game has to offer. Like, he'll get it done eventually. He's also had big moments. So, like, the idea that anybody, and I don't know if this is the thing on social media or not, I just saw you, like, I usually don't stay on there. Although I will say, we take a minute to interrupt this Juan Soto conversation you know, we posted that Emmy video yesterday. I read some of the comments under there, and you would think that people would have some kind of heart. I mean, I was pouring my heart and soul out to you, saying how much I was crushed and being honest that I was angry at first and then sad, flat out heartbroken, to the verge, on the verge of tears on my birthday, losing out on the Emmy for the third straight time, third straight year to Bill Pito. And the comments were, takes talent to get that. You, who were you? You suck. How are you even up for an Emmy? Blah, 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 blah. Just nasty, nasty, vile comments and mean, mean people. But I don't read the comments and I don't let it bother me and I don't care about it. But I did see some of those yesterday. Okay, back to the story at hand with Juan Soto.
Yes.
And the idea that anybody would be ripping Juan Soto off of last night, a question like, what the hell? What are we doing here?
Here's the thing is, it's, and you tell me if I'm wrong, it's tough to have a big moment, like the Met moment for Juan Soto, when you've done all the other work, like you've kept the Mets in tight ball games, you put yourself in a position so Pete Alonso can drive you in. Like, it's not like he, you know, it's not like we're sitting at Juan Soto and be like, what have you done all year? No, he continues to be great.
And can I tell you what I love most about Soto? I don't know if we have it. I'm just odds are we probably don't. See if we have a Soto cut in there off of last night, or if you could find it during the post game show. He is learning. I was critical of him for being selfish when he stole that base when the Mets were down and he got his 30th steal, being a numbers chaser. Look, I think Soto is, he loves the numbers and he loves to do historic things. That's great. He is also a competitor and does want to win. And he did say that last night when he was asked about, hey, well, 41 homers, your career high. He's like, yeah, that's great and everything. Go ahead, Dove, hit it.
I mean, it's good, but we just didn't accomplish the mission, so it doesn't matter for me right now. You're just trying to win, try to go all the way.
See, there you go. Now, how much he truly believes that, whatever. I'm not going to pretend to know, but at least he's saying the right thing now. And I really do believe he feels it. You can see his frustration after an at-bat that he doesn't come through in the big spot. He wants it. He's done it before. He's the one proven commodity in this town. He's the one. He's got the ring. He's been the beast in the postseason. Not just with the Mets, in this town. So the idea that anybody would get on Soto after last night, to me, is absurd.
And by the way, yeah, I think I do genuinely feel that he feels that way, because over the entire stretch of his career, he's been an open book. He's told you how he felt. Even if it's stuff that you don't want to hear, why would it change with 10 games to go?
He's not a BSer. Excellent point. But I do think, like, he has done some selfish things. And you could say, well, the way he operated last year, there was no connection or whatever to the Yankees. It was just about the most money, which we predicted we would take that. He obviously did it with the Mets. And even this year, like, stealing that base the other day to get to steal number 30 with two outs in the down, you know, five runs, seven runs, whatever it was, that's unacceptable. But at least you're seeing him learn from that selfish mistake. All right, let's get back to the phones here. 888-808-1019. Yeah, go ahead. Before we hit the phones, give me the lineup real quick.
All right, so the lineup is Lindor, Soto, Alonso, Nemo, duh. DHing is Vientos, McNeil second base, Beatty third base, Torrens at catcher, and Mullins center field.
Torrens back in there, day game after a night game, giving Alvy a nice rest. Yeah, Mullins has been getting some run here. I know he homered the other night, but you know, see if they could get let him find his way out of it. Elvis is calling from Orange County. What's up, Elvis?
Hey, Sal. Before I say something about Peterson, with Soto, if anybody ever questions this guy this year, I mean, when I go to these games, I expect everybody expects him to hit a homer every time he gets up. That's how good of a year he's having. Yeah, I mean, the guy's amazing. Now, getting back to Peterson,
let me just comment on that real quick, Elvis, before you make your next point. I think it's an excellent point. Soto is so good, damn good, that the expectation is every single time he's up, you expect him to hit a three-run homer. He's like, forget circumstance, forget who he's facing, forget what he did prior in the game. Right. It's like, if he doesn't hit a homer or at least get a base hit and tie the game every single time because he's that good, he's failed. It's absurd.
I know. It's amazing. Because
excellent
when I go
point.
To the games, I mean, when he gets up, you just feel like he's going to hit a homer every time he's up, especially the way he swings. But getting back to Peterson, here we go. I still trust him. I'm going to tell you why. The thing that's been killing him right now is, like, if you look at that inning last night where Machado hit the grand slam, he's walking too many people now. He walked two guys, hit a batter. He only gave up one hit that inning, and he gave up the home run. That's the thing that's been making him go downhill. But right now, I still trust him. You got to have him in there. It's either that. Is when the hell is McGill coming back?
He's out. He's hurt again. He's out.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he has a setback, I think, so he's toast. Same thing with Reed Garrett, by the way. We didn't mention it before. Reed Garrett, he's back on the IL. His regular season is done. Like, they're dropping like flies. Look, Elvis, you can, and I remember the call earlier. Was it earlier this week or was that last week? The call? Okay. So,
it was Friday.
Yeah, you could choose to trust Peterson if you'd like. I do not. And I'm going base. Now, overall, big picture, yes, I like David Peterson as a pitcher. Right now, with the playoffs on the line, I don't trust him. However, I can't come up with a good alternative other than splitting Holmes and Manaea up, and I'm not even sure that that's the answer. Is that a good enough alternative where you might get 4 innings from one, 5 from the other?
I mean, you're going to have to do that. They all hit a wall at 4 or 5 innings except for Sprout and McLean.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, that's the way it's got to be. He's got to start. He got no choice.
But that's part of my problem. I don't trust him. And that, I think they're running out of gas. I don't think they have enough. But anyway, go ahead. We'll finish up with Tong.
All right. One more thing. Yeah, with Tong tonight, you know, I know he pitched terrible the last game, but his first game, he pitched pretty good. His second game, I think he went 6 innings. He only gave up 3 hits, but I know they were 3 home runs, but he pitched pretty good. The other night, he couldn't put the ball over the plate. That's what killed him.
I don't worry about his stuff. Good call, Elvis. Thank you for the call. Get back to us. I don't worry about his stuff. BT and I got into that earlier this week, like whatever it was. Yeah, I think it was earlier this week. I'm not focused on his stuff. He's a 22-year-old that had a meltdown in the first inning. Couldn't get out of the inning. I'm worried about the moment, the situation maybe being too big for him, putting too much pressure on himself. It's normal. It's not a knock on him. It's not a knock saying Tong stinks. Get him out of here. It's saying that, good God, there's 10 games to go. He's dealing with the playoff pressure basically right out of AA in New York City. In the biggest game of the year, Jonah Tong, who couldn't get out of the first innings, making the start today. But I'm with you. I thought his first start was good. Now, I would say that in comparison to the other rookies, McLean is head and shoulders and waist and whatever's below the waist, ahead above everybody else. Sproat, to me, was more impressive in his 2 starts. Right, he's had 2 so far, or 3. In his 2 starts. But Tong's first start was fine. Second start, I thought, was impressive in that he didn't have his best stuff, but still battled to a point where you would take 6 innings and 4 runs, especially considering the state of the Mets' rotation. The third start, however, was a uh-oh. Not that he doesn't have it or can't be a good big leaguer. It's that... That is the fear of when you bring somebody up basically from AA who's made a few AAA starts, as good as he's been, the organizational pitcher of the year, whatever it may be, that's the fear. That he has a meltdown to a point where he can't find his way out of the first inning. Like, I didn't even really give it much thought. I just, as I'm listening to that, because I was listening, it was Friday night, excuse me, and I was picking up pizza. Angelino's, is that the place? I'm now addicted to that place, the Thinny Thin in Caldwell. You ever been, Hoff? You're not a Jersey guy.
No, I'm not.
Jersey does have excellent pizza. I mean, they got snakes and you know, raccoons and whatever else it is, bear and all that stuff, skunk, but they do have excellent pizza. So I'm addicted to the Thinny Thin. It was the second time that I've had it in a week. So I was driving there Friday night after SNY a week ago, listening to the first few innings of the game or first couple innings of the game, and I'm like, oh, my God, this can't be happening. This can't be happening. And my initial thought after, you know, they had to take him out without getting through the first inning was, this is it. We're not going to see it. You can't pitch him again. Like, I really didn't give it much of a thought. How can you possibly trust him? And yet, here we are. He's going to be taking the mound today. The BT and Sal Show on the Fan, presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Mets. Andreas calling from Hamilton, New Jersey. What's up, Andreas?
Good morning. How are you, sir?
Good. What's up?
Well, what can we change up the lineup at least? And I mean, Beatty's been pretty darn good for us. Can we have maybe Beatty batting in the 2 slot, and then maybe shake up the lineup a little more? Maybe put Nemo at 3, Soto at 4, Alonso at 5, and see what that does. I think Soto gives us the best opportunity to produce in these absolute clutch moments. Now, why don't we put him in that cleanup spot? And put Beatty at the 2 spot.
I think anything that involves, and I appreciate the creativity, Andreas, and thank you for the call. I think anything that involves moving Juan Soto in that lineup is crazy. Same thing with Alonso, actually. I would not move Soto or Alonso. Now, if you want to tell me that, and I saw this on social media, I don't know if somebody that I know had it or I just happened to see it. Somebody suggested moving Beatty up into Nimmo's spot. I would not do that myself, but if you want to suggest that, I don't think that that's crazy. Beatty has been that good since the All-Star break. And I just don't trust Brandon Nimmo. So you want to tell me that there's a situation where you would go Lindor, Soto, Alonso, Beatty, Vientos, Nimmo? I can't. I'm not going to push back on that tremendously. I'm okay if you want to change that up a little bit. I am not moving Juan Soto at all, and nor am I moving Alonso. I mean, that's where the Mets' bread and butter is, Lindor, Soto, Alonso. And you move them down, gives them less of a...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Chance to come up. Soto wouldn't have been up in that spot yesterday. At the end of the game. Ryan is calling from Tarrytown. What's up, Ryan?
Good morning, Sal. Thanks for taking my call. I'm headed into Citi Field right now. I'm nervous, excited, but also have that bad feeling that you're talking about. I think it's a real shame what the pitching staff's doing with this offense. I mean, our ERA is like 6. You can't expect a team to score 7 runs a game, and these guys do it more than half the time. We were the best team in baseball since June 15th last year. And Stearns, not to criticize too much, but he came back with a totally different pitching staff. I think it's a shame what they're letting this offense go to waste.
But the offense also needs to take a hit, Ryan. And thank you for the call. They have been inconsistent. And they also haven't shown the ability to battle back. I mean, the fact that the Mets are 0 for, 60, whatever it may be, 65 now, something like that, when trailing after 8 innings, that's not on the starting pitchers. That's on the offense. This team was built to score runs. All the money is invested in the lineup. Minimal investments in the starting rotation. You familiar with the term? You get what you pay for? Well, the Mets haven't gotten what they've paid for out of the lineup consistently. They did get what they paid for with the rotation. Didn't spend any money on it. That's what you get. You try to go in a different route with getting a reliever converted to a starter. You go get Frankie Montas. You ask for that. They got what they paid for in the rotation. But the lineup has not done its job. They were supposed to be an elite offensive team. To the point we're going into the season, we're talking about it being one of the best offensive teams in the history of the franchise, maybe since 2006 at the very least, which was a loaded offensive team in 2006. We know how it ended, but that team was loaded. This team was drawing comparisons to that team. It's not even close. Soto, Alonso, I guess Lindor. Yes, everybody else, not even close. Not even close. Not even in the same universe. As we learned yesterday, the universe trumps all. Bigger than the stratosphere and the world. A little PSA from SAO. Always learning here on the BT and Sal Show. Mets obviously in action this afternoon. Jonah Tong will be on the mound for them in a huge, huge game with just 10 games to go. I mean, they're all big, but today specifically off of the loss last night. Some updates here as Mendoza is meeting the media as we speak. Kodai Senga will pitch with AAA today. Now, it's weird that the way that it's worded here, I'm assuming he's going to start. It doesn't say that, but it says Kodai Senga will pitch tonight for AAA Syracuse. Okay, so let's assuming that he's starting Kodai Senga, AAA Syracuse, and today is Thursday. That would mean 1, 2, 3, off day 4, 5, probably 6. That would mean that Senga should be available to take. So they're probably going to depend it on the results here. If Tong does not pitch well today, he won't make the next. This is just me saying this. If Tong does not pitch well today, he will not make his next start, and Senga would effectively replace him, which would be likely Wednesday in Chicago. Right? Is that the right days, Hoff? 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, 4, 5. Yeah, because Senga needs the extra rest. Which means you'd get Peterson on Tuesday after the off day Monday. You'd get Senga on Wednesday, and then I guess you could go back around to the top of that rotation. Sproat, McLean, Holmes. You're still going to need somebody else to finish it off. I mean, I can't trust Peterson. But they're going day by day, start by start, whether it's Senga in the minor leagues. And there's no guarantee that Senga is going to get the job done in the minor leagues. Furthermore, Mendoza said that, this is according to Laura Albanese, who I work with at SNY. I just saw her Twitter feed here, where she said that Mendoza said he wouldn't say definitely in regards to Kodai Senga being on the playoff roster, even if he does well today. So there are no definites involved, nor should there be, even if he pitches well today. He said he'll definitely be a part. And now I'm seeing yes and why. Carlos Mendoza asked if Kodai Senga will definitely be part of the Mets' possible postseason pitching staff in AAA. He says, I would not say definitely. We'll have the conversations and we'll take the best 13 guys. Now, my challenge to you is finding 13 guys. Hoff, can you pull up there? I'll do it. We don't have to do it right now. I want to get some calls in here, but maybe next segment. Like, pull up the roster right now. Remember, Reed Garrett's out. He got hurt. Whether it's guys who were hurt, guys from the minors, you know, guys who are, you know, hoping to make starts here, whatever it may be. Find 13 guys that you're going to trust come playoff time. Sean Manaea is going on the paternity list. Which Laura writes here, it means that the Mets might have to shift their plan to piggyback him with Holmes. Good God. Good God. Manaea on the paternity list, which means he might not be able to piggyback Holmes on Sunday, and potentially he gets pushed back and I would assume makes a start here. Dude, it's in shambles. It's in shambles. I can't ever remember a time going through the projected rotation. Okay, this guy's going to pitch here. Here you go. Here are your 5 starters. And here we know the turn through the rotation. Like and that's at really any point during the season. A guy gets hurt, somebody replaces him. Okay, here's the rotation. We're 10 games to go. The Mets are fighting for a playoff spot. I can't even piece together a rotation for the final 10 games or 9 games beyond today with Tong. It's impossible. Who's piggybacking? Who's starting? Who's in? Who's out? Who's in the minors? 13 guys. Good God. I don't think it's possible. Dean is calling from Rocky Point. What's up, Dean?
Yeah, Sal, what's going on, man?
How are you?
Oh, good. Yeah, I mean, we're talking about the Mets pitching woes, and everybody's well aware of it.
But I think we need to look into it a little deeper. And I'm looking at the Machado at bat last night as a perfect example. I mean, the Mets aren't going to change their pitching roster. Let's face facts. But I think their approach to the way they pitch, what they throw, where they throw it, when they throw it, is a huge issue. And I think Alvarez is the issue. And I'm looking at that bat last night as a perfect example. Peterson's not shaking Alvarez off. Alvarez is calling that game. I think he's calling that game. I don't see him looking over at the dugout, so I think he's calling that game. Look at that at bat. He threw him six pitches. I think it was at least six, maybe seven. Every pitch was in a shoebox. Every pitch was on the same eye level. Every pitch was at the same, essentially, velocity. Off speed, off speed, off speed. It's amazing he didn't hit a grand slam.
Yeah,
okay? The guy's a professional hitter.
Here's what I could say, so, Dean. I'm not exactly sure, and it doesn't sound like you are either, of what's going on as far as who's calling the game. Is it just Alvarez? Is it Peterson? I would bet that it's probably Alvarez as well. They love the way Alvarez calls a game, though. The entire – like that has never been the issue with Alvarez. Matter of fact, he is a positive in that regard. The staff loves him.
I don't think he is. I'm looking at McClain starts, the five, six starts he's had. The worst start he's had, and it wasn't a terrible start, but it was his worst start. Alvarez was behind the plate. I'm telling you right now, Torrens is in the lineup today.
Yeah, Torrens.
I bet Tom pitches a good game today.
Yeah, all right.
I'm telling you.
Sorry, Dean. Sorry to cut you off. I didn't mean that. Maybe. I mean, I think you're making way, way too much of it. I do not believe Francisco Alvarez behind the plate is a negative. I could be wrong. It's not something I have heard. As a matter of fact, I've heard the opposite, as I told you, for a long time, dating back to when Alvarez first came up, where Scherzer loved throwing to him. So I don't think he's an issue. I think he's an asset behind the plate. Now, Torrens is a terrific catcher as well. You know, throwing out runners, you know, Torrens is second to none this year. He's been great. I love Torrens as a player. You know, defensively, specifically as a catcher. And offensively, he's fine for a backup catcher. But defensively, you have to love Torrens. Could he be an asset to Tong? I mean, you've seen Alvarez go out there and try to calm these guys down as well. Like, I think you're barking up the wrong tree as far as Alvarez being a negative calling the game. Peterson has been bad since August. I mean, his ERA is near 8. That's not on the catcher. Gary is calling from Astoria. What's up, Gary?
Hey, Sal, great show as usual.
Thank you.
I'm bearer of bad news today. The Padres are going to win. They're only 2 games out. Dodgers lost last night. They're playing San Francisco. So they have an incentive, and I think they're going to light up Tong today. That's number one. Number two, Pete Alonso has won more games for the New York Mets than Juan Soto this year. That's a fact. And number three.
Hold on a second. A, what's your point? Yeah. B, what's the fact you're talking about behind it? Game-winning walk-off hits?
Yes.
Oh, okay, great.
Game-winning.
How many ribbies does Pete Alonso have this year? I really don't know. I'm asking you.
Well, I don't know either, but okay. I've seen
Take
a lot
guess.
Of games.
Take
where
a guess. How many ribbies he has? Because I could guess in the ballpark.
I'm not going to guess because I don't know.
All right, I'm going to tell you. It's over 110. Hoff, you have the exact number. Hold on 1 second. 119. There you go. So Pete Alonso, Gary, has 119 RBIs this year. Do you know how many he had last year?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
88. What do you think's the difference?
I think Pete Alonso this year in the clutch has won more games than Juan Soto.
I know you think that. I'm asking you the difference from last year to this year. If Pete Alonso has 119 RBI this year and he had 88 last year, there's one, and it's an easy answer, Gary. I'll lead you there eventually. But there's one.
Yeah, but what are you saying? You're missing the point.
No. You're missing the point. There's one big difference.
Well, let me explain my point.
Well, let me just finish.
Let me explain my point.
Okay, but let me just finish. So if Alonso had 88 ribbies last year and 119 this year, and there's one big difference from last year's lineup, who's hitting in front of Pete, versus this year's lineup, what is it?
Sal. If Juan Soto's up in the second and third, and he brings in two runs, and the Mets lose, you counting that? I'm saying Pete Alonso gets up with second and third, and he hits a home run,
and
he wins
the game.
And I'm
saying that he gets up with guys on all the time because Juan Soto's in front of him this year. Juan Soto's been on base at a ridiculous clip, and thank you for the call, Gary. And I don't understand the point. Yeah, Pete has been the Mets' prolific run producer this year. Juan Soto in a... I'm using quotes. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see it. In a down year for Soto, he's going to have over 100 ribbies. He's at 99 to be exact right now. It's a bad year for him. And he's only 19 off of Pete's tremendous pace. Soto scored well over 100 runs, walked over 100 times, well over 100 times, 41 home runs, going to have 100 ribbies. He's 100. It's not to take away from what Pete has done. Pete Alonso has had a tremendous year. Tremendous year. You'd be foolish not to think that it's been set up in large part due to Juan Soto. Not only by Soto being on base, also pitchers don't want to pitch to Soto. And then they go after Alonso. And he's made him pay. That was basically since opening day. Pete's made him pay. He's had a great year. He's had more walk-off winners than Soto. Sure, I mean, if that's you want to get into that, so be it. A lot of Pete's success this year, I don't want to say he's been, well, yeah, I mean, he's been helped by Juan Soto. Who wouldn't? Who wouldn't benefit from having Juan Soto hit in front of you in the order? Aaron Judge did a year ago. Look at his ribbies in comparison to last year. Like, I don't know why you got to build up one and put down the other. They both have had that combination, and we could have this conversation in the offseason. Regardless of how the Mets end up, that combination of Soto Alonso is not something that I would be looking to break up. As far as anything else with that lineup, we'll see how they finish the season. But the one thing that definitively, to me, I would not want to break up is the tandem of Juan Soto and Pete Alonso. Hoff, did you go to the Savannah Bananas stuff at Yankee Stadium? Was it last weekend?
Yeah, I was in Dallas, but my kid went.
You had to buy him tickets for it?
I bought one because they were very expensive.
Give me how much? I have no idea about this.
He was in a suite, so that maybe
you bought a ticket to a suite.
Someone had access to a suite, so I was able to get a ticket there.
Okay,
but let me put it this way: the suite price was the same for nosebleeds,
so it didn't really matter.
Didn't matter.
Okay, and what was it? How much?
$350.
What?
Yeah.
$350 to see the Savannah Bananas play around with a baseball? It was cheaper to see the Sandman on the floor.
I know. I was shocked when you told me that.
I thought that was expensive. I'm like, for the Sandman, whatever. And especially floor seats. If I'm going to go, I want to go and you know, be close to my guy. But anyway, that was like $250 or something after fees, maybe $280. $350?
Yep.
Okay, and now I didn't even want to get into that aspect of it, but like, what type of sports world are we living in today in that the Savannah Bananas can sell out Yankee Stadium back-to-back days and charge those prices, whereas they probably outdrew the Mets, I would think, for the weekend, no?
Probably, yeah, and Yankee Stadium holds more than Citi Field.
I mean, what is going on here? Come on, who gets into this stuff? I was actually talking with somebody about this at SNY maybe last week where you know, they were talking about how fun the game. I was like, it's not baseball. Savannah Bananas not playing baseball. That's what we're going to go out and see now in droves? I mean, God bless them. They're getting people to go out there. But I tried watching the game, and I don't want to be the old man on the lawn stuff. I'm not. So I was like, one day over the course of the summer, it happened to be on. I was outside watching college football. I was flipping around. I see the Savannah Bananas. I'm like, yeah, let's see what this is all about. I just had zero interest. It's goofy, gimmicky garbage. And that's what people are going out there and watching in droves, selling Yankee Stadium back-to-back days? What's gotten into us?
You're missing the point, though.
Okay,
you're right. You're right. There's a lot of gimmick to it, and it's a two-hour show.
It's doing better than the actual Major League Baseball product.
Well, it's bringing excitement to it. I mean, let me put it this way.
So if Cedric Mullins can do a flip to first base, that's better than like playing actual baseball? I just use him because he's up right now.
I got to be honest with you. Maybe they should try to put somebody from the Savannah Bananas in center field for the Mets. Might be better off.
But those guys aren't good baseball players.
But they do things. It's like the Harlem Globetrotters.
How in the world can a gimmick / circus type baseball game be better than actual Major League Baseball? Like, that's not knocking the Savannah Bananas. That's knocking Major League Baseball. We've got a problem here.
Yeah. Well, you know why? Because kids watch YouTube or whatever their devices are. And it's easier to watch a clip of a Savannah Banana guy doing a weird, crazy flip. Nobody cares about,
Go watch gymnastics then. Like, I don't understand. Aren't there gymnastics that you can go watch?
Yeah, but they do it when they catch the baseball. They make crazy plays. I mean, it's...
So what? Is the Harlem Globetrotters doing better than the NBA?
They did at some point in time. I guarantee it. They're a tour. Dude, I forget the other group of basketball players that go around to the schools and stuff like that, but the kids love these local, tiny teams that go around and do a little tour, and they do some fun stuff, fun bits. It's fun for the kids. They're interactive.
So it's all about the kids? Like, because I've seen adults wear Savannah Banana jerseys.
Listen.
I mean, like, do you think there's an adult real... Because I feel like the people who have a big issue with Savannah Bananas are actual baseball fans. Like, I can't sit there. I love baseball. Baseball, the game. Real baseball. I can't sit there and watch a fake baseball game with guys on stilts doing flips, catching baseball. Like, does nothing for me. Coming out of the stands to lay down a bunt. But that's me because I love baseball. So, are they just marketing toward the people who don't like baseball?
All right. So, like, are you a wrestling fan or no?
Yeah, I like wrestling. I mean,
exactly.
Not like Evan, but I like wrestling.
But who really draws? Like, I'm not into wrestling as much. I like going to SummerSlam.
Yeah,
But you know who brought me back in a little more? It was Anthony, because he was really into it. He loves Joe.
So the kids
Uso.
Are getting the
adults. That's what it is, dude. That's all it is. And you get sucked into it. Now, I don't get me wrong. I love UFC more than I like WWE. But I still get
the
enjoyment.
What do you think the kids think are more entertaining? Aaron Judge and Juan Soto or Savannah Bananas?
Anthony will tell you Aaron Judge. But I don't I don't know if all the kids will do that. There were some kids I know that went to the game and weren't interested in the flips, and it was too much. Like, the umpire's doing flips, everyone's doing cartwheels, everyone's doing ninja moves. On the sideline.
It's like the biggest thing going on in sports.
Yes,
Yankees play every day. Bands come to Yankee Stadium once a year.
No, but Dove, they sell out everywhere.
Like, but they don't go. But there are 182 games in every season, every city that has a team, right? 81 home games.
Yeah, okay.
There's three games with Bananas at Yankee Stadium. Three!
Dove, if the Yankees went to Nashville, Tennessee for a weekend...
They would sell out, yes.
I'm not so sure that would be the case. If the Yankees...
They sell out on the road all the time.
If the Yankees... Not all the time. I mean, they used to be a bigger draw, I feel like, than they are right now. The state of the sport... This is not a knock on the Yankees. It's talking about the state of baseball.
Yeah, listen, if it was Citi Field... Listen, you know what else? I went and bought tickets for the Messi game coming up next week at Citi Field. I spent more money on the ticket, on the one ticket to the Savannah Bananas than the Messi, two tickets for Messi game.
Yeah, I went to see Messi at the Red Bull Arena.
Yeah.
Here's the difference. Messi's a real athlete. Like soccer or not, he's a real athlete. He's great. He's one of the elite players in sports. Savannah Bananas is not real. It's not real. I just don't understand the infatuation with it. It makes baseball look bad. And it bothers me. Not that you can't find enjoyment in different ways, like to each their own, sure. But when I see these numbers, I'm like, you're selling Savannah Bananas. That many people are that excited, paying those prices to go see. It's like, you can't call it baseball. It's not real baseball.
And a year in advance, too, because that's the thing. I think a lot of these people won lottery tickets to get it a year in advance. I got it last minute, so maybe that's why the tickets were so expensive. But these things were sold out for well over a year.
And they only run, like, during the baseball season? Like, April through... I mean, I really don't know.
I think they do it during the winter, too. But, again, they're based out of Georgia.
Right.
So, like, they can
run it all year long. God bless them. I just don't understand
it. Bring Sammy. See which one she prefers.
Are you out of your mind?
Bring Sammy to a Mets game and then bring it to Savannah Bananas. See which one she likes more.
Okay. And let's say she likes Savannah Bananas. Her and Mommy are going to have to find a new place to live. But let's just say that aside... You take those duty bombs somewhere else. That aside, that's the problem, isn't it? In that, okay, maybe if I actually sat there for an entire... No, I can't do me because I love baseball so much. It just doesn't work. I tried to watch it. Okay, Sammy, different story. She might find that more entertaining. Isn't that the problem? Isn't that the problem that young kids... My daughter's really young, but your son's not. How old is Ant?
He's 8.
Okay, 8 years old, 15 years old, maybe that window of 8 to 15-year-old, whatever it is. If they find... that gimmicky product more entertaining than actual Major League Baseball, doesn't therein lie the problem? Like, that's an issue.
Yes and no, but you know what they should do? I mean, I think there's some things that the Savannah Bananas do that aren't game-based that they can incorporate into a Major League Baseball-like production and add some flavor to it. Maybe that's what it is, because you're right. People are locked into their phones. They're not locked into the game. At Savannah Bananas, they're watching for it's 2 hours. That's the other thing, too. It's a two-hour game. They don't go longer than 2 hours.
Right.
There's a timestamp on the
But that's what I'm saying. So is that better than actual baseball? People find it more entertaining.
Well, maybe if you put a timestamp on baseball, maybe then, yeah.
I don't want to be the old man.
Too late.
I'm not trying to do that. I'm just trying to save the sport I love. What's wrong with Major League Baseball? Meanwhile, we got to go through this slog of 162-game season to a point where I love baseball. I've had enough. Get me to the postseason. Something's got to be done. Maybe they can hire the commissioner of the Savannah Bananas League or whatever it is that they do to run baseball. Help them out a little bit. All right, BT and Sal on the fan. We'll come back, reset down with the king topic of the day. We got to get some football as well. We'll have Power Up next hour, do the football rankings for week 3, ahead of week 3 in the NFL. Bills, Dolphins tonight. Of course, we'll look to the Giants and Chiefs Sunday night, and Jets taking on the Bucs, even without their starting quarterback, Justin Fields, as well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.